Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a round of applause here. He's the reason we're here tonight. He's the one who saved us. He's the one who set us free. Come on, Victory Outreach Albuquerque. You could do a little better than that. Come on, we worship the King of Kings here tonight. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, you know, this is going to be short and sweet. Come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor, hour of power. But before we get started, I just want to say, man, thank you, Jesus Christ, for my Lord and Savior, for my salvation. Of course, I'd like to thank our pastors, our Pastor Danny and Sister Barbara, and then Pastor Pat, Sister Shell, man, thank you guys so much. I almost cried up here when you were thanking us. I was like, come on, Pastor, we don't go out like that. No, I'm just kidding. No, but Pastor, you have been just such a blessing to my life, my wife's life. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for good leaders. Come on, how many of you know we are blessed with the best? Come on, somebody. Amen. I also want to thank all the gang team, the leaders that went up to the mountaintop. Let me tell you something. They worked hard. It started Sunday after service, and it didn't end all the way till Thursday evening. And our gang team, I want to thank you guys so much. You guys worked so hard. Come on, let's give them a round of applause. They were in the background. They were serving. And then when all that was done, they came and met with me. And I was like, all right, you guys have some new gen. You have some high schoolers. We have some young adults. So thank you to the gang team. But real quick, I want to say that, you know, summer camp was so powerful. And it was such an amazing event. And it's not just something that you can send your child to experience. It's not another thing that we just go. It really is an investment in the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. It is an investment in the kingdom of God. So parents, I just want to encourage, keep sending your kids. Keep pushing them. Keep doing whatever it takes to get them to winter retreats, gang conventions, summer camps. Because God is just going to do a tremendous life work in their lives. But real quick, what we're going to do is we're just going to open our books to the book of Mark, our Bibles to the book of Mark, and we're going to start in verse 9, chapter 9, verse 14, or I'm sorry, verse 17. I'm going to read all the way to 24. Amen. Don't go far, worship team. You guys are going to be on your way back. But the Bible says, then one of the crowds answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth and gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, and he wallowed foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. Verse 22, it says, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, tell your neighbor, all you need to do is believe. All things are possible to him who believes. And in verse 24, it says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help me my unbelief. Come on, somebody. Let's just bow our heads and close our word and we'll close our eyes in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much, God, for your grace, your mercy, your power. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you have your way. And everyone said, amen. So the other day I was reading the scripture and I was reading my Bible, and this story really stuck out to me. Because I was thinking that in our generation, in my generation, there's a hurting generation. I think of this quote that really, that I've remembered. I remember coming up in the gang underneath Pastor Pat and being there serving. And this quote, it really stuck out to me. And it said, Christianity is one generation away from extinction. In other words, it says if we don't disciple, if we don't pour into our generation, if we don't pray for our generation, if we don't fast for our generation, if we don't fast or pray for our kids and disciple them and bring them to church and show them the things of God, then Christianity can be extinct. And when I read this scripture, What really pointed out to me is the condition of the now generation, of the generation of young people rising up and taking their place in society. The Bible says that this father, he took his child to Jesus and said he is hurting. It says that he had a mute spirit. In the Gospel of Luke, he describes it as an unclean spirit. An evil spirit. If you read commentaries, the actual word for that for right there, it meant lunatic, or one who changes with the passing of the moon. In other words, someone who was crazy, someone who was hurting, someone who was lost. And it said that this spirit often seized the child and tried to throw him in the fire, in the water. In other words, it was a spirit that made him hurt himself, who inflicted self-destruction. And I think about our generation. I think about our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our sisters, our nieces, our nephews, and they're suffering from a spirit that is hurting them, that is beating them down, that is trying to bring self-pain and Victory Outreach Albuquerque. It is our duty, it is our responsibility, not only just to raise them and provide for them, but teach them the things of God, and like this father, bring him to the feet of Jesus. We need to bring our sons and daughters to the feet of Jesus. We need to show them that God is real. The Bible says that you raise your child in the things of the Lord. Then those ways shall not depart from him. Someone once told me as a youth leader when I went into New Gen that you may not see the fruit from the seeds that you planted. That you may watch New Gen come to church now and go into the world later, but when they're older, they're gonna remember what you preached to them. They're gonna remember you prayed over them. They're gonna remember you loved them. Parents, or uncles, aunties, grandpas, grandparents, if you have a young person in your life and they're running away from God, don't stop praying. Don't stop bringing them to the Lord. Don't stop discipling them. Why? Because one day they're gonna come into the house of God and they're gonna say, man, God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. But our generation, it's hurting. Our generation, they're fighting, they're struggling. They have an unclean spirit upon them. And it is our generation. It's not just the youth leader. It's not just the gang. It's not just the pastors. No, it is our duty. It is our duty. We have to fight for our generation. The Bible says here that this man, he said, help me overcome my unbelief. And when I read that, it spoke to me about how we need the help of Jesus. We need his grace. We need his power. We need him in our lives. Because how many of you know sometimes it's hard dealing with young people? Come on, somebody. I just got back from summer camp. Hey, man, I'll be real. Just kidding. All your kids are amazing. I love them. But sometimes it's hard. I remember when I was a teenager. I remember how difficult I could be. My parents still tell stories about me. We can't do it in our own strength. We have to be like this father and go to him and say, I believe you can change my child. I believe you can deliver him. I believe you can heal him. But it gets difficult sometimes. Jesus, help me love them. Help me have compassion. Help me encourage them. We need the help of Jesus. If the worship team can make their way back, I told you it'd be short and sweet. Our generation needs praying parents. Our generation needs praying aunts or uncles, grandparents. Our generation needs a church like Victory Outreach Albuquerque to stand in the gap and say, I'm not going to stand for what the enemy's doing to our high schoolers, our middle schoolers. I'm not going to stand for what the enemy's doing in the next generation that's rising up. And I speak to you guys, well, parents, pray for your kids. Grandparents, pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your nieces or nephews. No, I want to challenge you. Go a step further and pray for our high schools. Pray for our middle schools. Pray for that generation. Pray for those young people you see on the streets. Pray for those young hurting people. You know, sometimes I feel, and I'm coming from you guys, I'm being transparent. As a young guy, I look to my leaders and I look to the people who have gone before me, and sometimes I get a little discouraged. Because sometimes, and I know you guys may not feel this way or these aren't your intentions, but sometimes people have they start to talk down about my generation. And they start to say, oh man, you guys are wearing skinny jeans, or you guys are always on social media, and it's funny, and I know that, maybe your intentions aren't to hurt us, but we have to be careful. We have to encourage them and love them. I know as a youth leader, when I talk with our new gen, there's a generation gap. And they talk different than I do. They do weird dances and they play video games all the time. But I have to be careful not to always down them or make fun of them or talk about how my generation was greater. I just have to encourage them and love them and pray over them and let them know it doesn't matter your faults. It doesn't matter your shortcomings. It doesn't matter what things you do. Jesus loves you. We can all just stand to our feet. A little bit about my testimony. I remember for 20 years of my life, my grandmother did not stop praying for me. And she would not stop teaching me and my brother the things of the Lord. She would not stop taking us to church. She would not stop praying over us and telling us about God and Jesus and how much He loves us. And there was a time when I was 16, 17, I was just going the opposite direction. I was running from God. I didn't want anything to do with church. I didn't want anything to do with Jesus. But there was one day when I turned 20 years old, because she prayed and she prayed and she prayed and she persevered, I came to these altars broken before God, and I knew it was because she prayed over my life. And now my brother, he's in the home. So I tell you this to encourage you tonight. If you have a young person out there, or if you know young people who are hurting and they're running, don't stop praying. Don't stop preaching over their lives. Don't stop modeling from, because one day they're going to come to these altars. And I love how this story ends. It says here in verse 28, it says, when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? So he said to them, Jesus, he said, this kind can come only out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So I want to do a different type of altar call here tonight. I know we do altar calls for things that are happening personally in our lives, but I want to do an altar call. If you have a young person in your life and maybe they're running from the things of God, or maybe they're fighting and you just don't know what to do and you feel like nothing's going to change, I want you to come to these altars and we're going to pray for them. We're going to believe for them. We're going to fight for them. We're going to tell them God loves them. Come on, if you have a young person here at this altar, we want to pray for this generation. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, Lord, we're fighting for this generation. Oh God, you've already won the victory. Oh God, you've won the victory over that person's life. You've won the victory over that son, that daughter. You've won the victory over that nephew, niece. You won that victory over that grandchild, that grandson, that granddaughter. Oh, come on, Father. We just lift them up in prayer, God. And we're believing that you, God, are going to deliver them from an unclean spirit that's trying to take them down, that's trying to put them in fire and water, that's trying to hurt them. Oh, God, Lord, we ask that you move. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
You are the reason, King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on, just begin to declare that victory over that young person's life. Oh, come on, if it's your son, if it's your daughter, just keep on doing the things of the Lord. Just keep on pushing forward. Keep on praying for them. Keep on showing them that God loves them. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, come on. Oh, death couldn't hold him down, so death can't hold back your child. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Father, I lift up any young person, any son, any daughter, any grandchild, any niece, any nephew, Lord, right now, Lord. Oh, we lift them up to you, God, Lord, and we declare your victory over their lives, God. Oh, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you, Jesus Christ, God, just begin to break the yoke of bondage upon their lives, God. Oh, Lord, just begin to rebuke any unclean spirit that may be trying to hold them back or hold them down, God. Oh, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, that you, Lord, just bring, God, Lord, your son or daughter, your child, God, into your house, God. Oh, and continue, God, to refresh, God, Lord. Oh, your parents, God. Oh, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, God, Lord. And help them, God, to overcome, God, any unbelief, God. Give them the strength, God. Oh, to know, God, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're going to bring your child, God, into the house, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We're going to sing that hallelujah one more time. And we're going to declare your victory. And we're going to believe, oh, that child's going to come into the house of the Lord.